Diversified Group AECI reported its interim earnings today. Revenue down 6%, headline earnings per share plunging 34%. And the group feels that the impact of COVID-19 and write-downs amounting to 69 million rand, of course, impacting. The group will, however, still proceed with an interim dividend payment of 110 million rand, but has added that it remains deeply concerned about the outlook for the local economy. Company CEO Mark Deiter joins us now on the line with greater perspective on those numbers. Thanks so much, Mark, for your time this evening. So you might have paid a dividend, but you say that you're bracing still for the COVID-19 fallout. What's the outlook looking like from your gaze?
Okay, well, we are in the mining sector on an international basis. So we've seen our Australian operations and Indonesian operations that have gone on pretty normal throughout the COVID pandemic. If we look into Africa, and I'm West Africa, and gold still also very robust. Probably the signs that we are starting to see is Central Africa coming back, mainly copper and nickel, cobalt, especially DRC and Zambia. And then, of course, around us, we've seen Namibia mines coming back there. We've also seen the Botswana, the mines are starting to open up again. And in Zimbabwe, the platinum is also back. But bringing it closer to home, still very concerned for us is the underground mining, which is not back in any semblance of where we were before the pandemic. They are only allowed to have 50% of personnel on, and that it's not very efficient. So we're not seeing the volumes coming out of underground as before. Open cast has improved. However, we are still seeing some stop starts, and I think that's going to carry on for the remainder of the year due to the COVID outbreaks.
But you do highlight that you see some recovery starting to come through next year, Mark, and that a very different outlook and view when compared to the one you have on the manufacturing sector, for example. So how much do you see that actually offsetting the manufacturing pressure that you're set to come under? You say that you're still uncertain as to what guise manufacturing actually takes from here or not.
Yeah. And we're into various manufacturing sectors, but, the other area of our portfolio is water and water purification, and that's looking very good. And also in agriculture, the agriculture season, I think, is going to be good in Western Cape. So that's going to offset. The biggest concern is our manufacturing. Now, the problem that you had with the South African economy, it was really in dire straits prior to the pandemic. And, of course, what's happened now, we've just been pushed deeper into recession in manufacturing. And we are seeing some customers not coming back. And we are seeing the demand, especially in paints, coatings, cellulose, et cetera. There's very little demand at the moment. So we're still waiting with a bated breath to see what comes back in terms of the manufacturing.
Yeah.
Also in that is also our Mutter asphalt business, which is really in the road making and infrastructure. And look, the government has gazetted some nice projects and actually put through this week, which gives us a little bit more buoyancy. However, we still need to see money delivered, for those projects.
Absolutely. So what does this mean for you as a player in these spaces and how you actually maneuver, Mark?
Yeah, well, we've actually had to maneuver, especially in the chemical industry and the manufacturing side. We've had to consolidate business. We've taken 8 of our companies and we've consolidated them into 3. We're looking at shared services in terms of cost reduction. But we've also geared them up to start looking at other opportunities relative to, the new way of doing things. And coatings, I think sanitization will be around for quite a long time. However, you've got to look at how do we coat surfaces in future that make them stay sanitized for longer. So there's a lot of innovations. We're looking in the food arena around protein from plant. I think that's an interesting area for us to be going down. So we are redirecting and closing some of those non-profitable assets of ours that we believe once you buy through this.
Well, let's leave it there, Mark. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Mark Deiter is CEO of AECI.